Which brings us to item 19, also another eagerly awaited item, which is Raleigh's 2023 compliance activity plan. And I know, I think we actually continued this item from our previous meeting. So definitely want to get to this. And Raleigh, I see you have joined my screen. So welcome. Happy New Year. The floor is yours.
Happy New Year, everybody. Good to see everybody. New Year, new compliance activity plan. This year we're going to be taking a look at some in the compliance activity projects. We're going to be looking at our service provider contract compliance, making sure that all the service providers are providing all the information and reporting that's required under the contracts. Also taking a look at how we administer administer the contracts, so we can do some reporting on that. Because of some of the changes that have gone on over the last couple of years regarding RMDs for retirement plans, I'm going to be taking a look at all the dormant, deferred, and lost member tracking for our RMDs, just to make sure that we've implemented correctly some of the changes in the tax provisions related to that. And then also if there's any additional best practices from other systems that on the implementation of some of the changes as well. And that a lot of that comes out of the updated Secure Act. And then we're taking a look at a policy management platform. So this is a way, taking a look at what's available as far as a platform that we can aggregate all of our reporting. So it'd be a management and executive management reporting tool. So we can have everything in one place and we can have some accessible, timely, and actionable reporting. So I think that's something we're at a point with the evolution of our internal controls and compliance program, that we can start taking a look at that type of a platform. So as far as the activity projects, any questions from the board?
Any questions from the board on the activities project list? Not seeing any hands up, Ollie.
Okay. And then for the employer audits that are on deck for 2023, we actually have a half a dozen of the county departments left. This will be the end of the first cycle of the employer audits. So since we started the employer audit program, 8 years ago, we're now at the point where we've done all the districts and we're about to finish up with the last half dozen county departments. So we'll be looking at how the employer audit program will be evolving, post 2023, and hopefully that will also relate to in the future having an internal auditor, where it was always anticipated that that program would be transferred over to, but we'll be at least be completing the first cycle this year. So I want to thank all the staff and all the districts, for all their assistance and cooperation during all the audits that we've conducted over the years.
Raleigh, if you have any problems with the tax collector treasurer, we have a contact over there.
Yeah, I know. I think that's going to be a real problematic one. So, but I'm sure I'll come to you, Jerry, and you can help us out on that.
No, I'm going to go to we have a good contact over there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Rusty will be talking.
He knows a guy who knows a guy. Yeah.
He knows a guy. Yeah. So, any questions about the employer audit program?
Any questions for Raleigh on the employer audit program? I'm not seeing any hands up. So you're on a roll, Raleigh.
Great. Well, it's good to see everybody. And again, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. Likewise. Thank you. And good luck with mopping up and cleaning up the last of the departments this year.
Will do. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Raleigh.